We've had a fantastic Skype fellowship, and many people have been on and off, and it's been really wonderful to catch up with everyone. God is so good, and he's at work. And so now I'm going to hand it over to my lovely, beautiful, wonderful, gorgeous wife, Kim Tor. There you go, Kim.
Oh, thank you very much. God bless you all, and what wonderful sharings we had tonight. And
clap, clap, clap.
Yeah, and a great representation too. I think Lawrence said maybe 18, 19 people.
On and off, yeah.
Altogether. On and off, so really awesome. Well, as you know, last week I shared on the manifestations about how important it is about speaking in tongues, building up that spirit that's within us. And it was a gift, and it had 9 segments, and we are very capable of operating all 9. And especially the thing that really blew me away was how scientifically that speaking in tongues, what it does to our bodies. Now, on the other side of the coin, that's the spiritual side. On the senses side, you know, we know that our health is very important. And when we're walking with God, he gives us everything we need, and he energizes not just that spirit, but our bodies, our physical bodies. But when we decide that we're not going to walk by the spirit and we're going to walk by the senses, then our bodies can't be spiritually energized. And then we start to get the worries and the fears and the doubts. And I don't know if you remember, but I shared with you how those worries, fears and doubts affect our health in the senses. So it can give us high blood pressure, mental fatigue. We get indecisive, we get anxious, we get scared. But we always got to remember what God says. And God says that he's given us his spirit, that we're not to fear, that he's given us power, love, and a sound mind. So we don't have to have that mental fatigue. We don't need to be anxious for anything. But do we believe what God says about us? If we're not at that right place in our minds, then we're not going to believe it. We're going to believe what the world says. But God says that we are mighty conquerors, that we can do all things through Christ. We are a child of God. We are justified and we are redeemed. We are set free from the law of sin and death. And we've heard that tonight. We are a new creation in Christ. We're no longer a slave or a servant, but we are a child and a joint heir. We are set free in Christ. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings. We are holy and we're blameless, and we are seated in the heavenlies. Walking by the Spirit, God gives us peace, and that peace guards our hearts and minds. God supplies all our needs. When we go to God, his peace dwells within us. And do you know what? We lack nothing. Absolutely nothing. When we walk by that Spirit, we have no fears, no worries, no doubts. And we have to remember, guys, we are so loved by God that he gave us his only begotten son. So with all that in one package, I want you to turn to Philippians chapter 4. And I'm just going to reiterate a few little points. Verse 6, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving. And there's the key. Being thankful for everything. That is the key. Let your request be made known unto God. See, God is what? Spirit. So when we speak in tongues, that is perfect prayer. Now, there may be things that we can pray for that we physically know that we need praying for. There's other things that we don't know. But when we speak in tongues, it's perfect prayer. Perfect. Read on. We're going to jump down now to verse 10. Let's carry on reading. So, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace, there we go. I talked about it just now. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. There's the spiritual, physical healing right there. When you got God's peace running through your body, what a great healing for you personally. Now you know you're in alignment and harmony with Him. He walks and talks with us. He gives us wisdom. He gives us knowledge. You know, we can discern right from wrong. Read on. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. You know, when we're walking by our senses, we don't think on those things. We start thinking of the worries and the fears and the doubts and the bills. You know, what the weather's doing, what my health's doing, how I'm feeling. No, God says we're to think on those things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. Do, it connotes an action. And again, the God of peace shall be with you. Verse 10, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. You know, God gives us the opportunity. When we're in that spirit and we're walking and talking with Him, He gives us great opportunities. And when we're walking by that spirit, we recognize that it's God, you know, working within us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. We have to believe what God says about us, and then we act on it. We do it. Whatever the world or the people are saying about us right now has no concerns to us whatsoever. You know, maybe people don't like us because we're believers or Christians. Maybe people think that you're not good enough. Maybe the world thinks you're not good enough. It doesn't matter, because God says you're good enough. Everything we do is either in faith or it's in fear. Faith is the spiritual, fear is the senses. Believing what God says equals faith. Believing what the world says equals fear. Oh, you're poor, you've got no money. Oh, you've got no job, you'll never get a job. Oh, you'll be in a dead-end job. Oh, you're so ill. You look so poorly right now. You know, no. God says that you have everything you need. Everything. He tells us not to be anxious for anything. But by prayer and supplication, you make your requests known unto God. And He comes through. So where's our focus this week? You know, last week I was saying, you know, have a great week walking with God, walking by that spirit, let God energize you, work in those nine manifestations. You know, as we can speak in tongues, perfect prayer. In a meeting, we can speak in tongues and interpret. God can give us a word of prophecy. God can reveal things to us. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits. And then the faith, miracles, and the healings. First of all, the healing takes place within you. God's peace is energized, and that brings great strength, that brings great prosperity, it brings health to your marrow and your bones. But it also is a great healer for your physical body when you speak in tongues. So the healing comes to you first. When you're walking by that spirit, you have lack of nothing. Absolutely nothing. Whatever the world says you are, doesn't matter. Because God says that you are a mighty conqueror. You are an ambassador All right? You are a representative of him and his son, Christ Jesus. Well, if you're going about all day going, oh, I don't feel too good. And, oh, I haven't got a job. Oh, I've got no food in the cupboard. Oh, I do feel rough. That's not being a mighty ambassador. That's just listening and believing what your senses is telling you. But the Spirit is telling you that you are a mighty conqueror, that you can do all things through Christ, that you are joint heirs with Christ, that you have no lack. So let's focus this week on reminding ourselves what great masterpieces we are. When we're walking by that Spirit, we're operating those manifestations, we're shining as lights in our day. Today living. Philippians, let's go back a chapter and go back to chapter 2. Philippians 2, and I'm going to read from verse 13. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in this world, holding forth the word of life. See, when we get that revelation from God and we speak, we're holding forth the word of life. You know, it's the word that brings life to people. Yes, we can talk to people. We can share the word with people. We can get revelation from God. But we don't know personally what that person needs. But God does. God knows the needs. So when we're out and about and we get inspired to just share, we just let that Spirit go to work. You know, God works within us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So as soon as we open our mouths, God fills our mouths with the words that the people need to hear. That's holding forth the word of life. That I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Wow. So when we know that we're walking by that Spirit and we're speaking those words from God, you know, we're not going to be running in vain. We're not going to be laboring in vain. We're really going to give the people what they need to hear. Remembering that it's God that works within us and that he's given us everything we need to walk in power and in love. But first we go to him. See, he's our Heavenly Father. We go to him. You know, me and Lawrence, we raised 3 kids. We raised them in the Word, and we only ever wanted the best for them. And yes, we corrected them at times, and yes, we beat them up at times. No, we didn't. You know, but correcting them was an important part of raising them. You know, if your child's about to put their hand in the fire, you're not going to just stand back and let them do it. You're going to correct them. And God corrects us at times, but in a very loving way. You know, it's not that he lords a hammer on our heads, but in a very loving way. And at times we need that correcting. Maybe we're going off too much in the senses. But God's word brings us back. He brings us back into the fold. The word of God is for the men of God. You know, when we read it, we get encouraged. We get to see what God wants for our lives. When I say the men, I meant the men and women of God, right? But it shows us where we need to be. And if we're going off track, it brings us back in line. But when God works within that Spirit for us to speak, it goes horizontally to not just the men and the women of God, but to the unbelievers too. They hear those words, and those words are life. They have life within them when we speak them forth. So we're first to God and then to our neighbor. So it's like a vertical and a horizontal. First to God and then horizontally to our neighbor. You know, we choose every day whether we walk by the Spirit or by the senses. Both have consequences. Both have consequences, whether you walk by the Spirit or whether you walk by the senses. What consequences do you want this week? Do you want the good consequences from God when you walk by that Spirit? Or do you want the consequences of what the world has to offer? Because when the world has to offer, you don't want it. Believe me now, you don't. Let's have a great week remembering who we are in Christ and what Christ says about us. You know, he loves us. Why? Why does he love us? Because he wanted a family. You know, everything that everybody shared tonight was such a blessing. You know, that we can really lock in with one another when we really love God first. And then we love our neighbour. You know, I know Vida was sharing about, you know, the arguments and that if we don't argue with the ones we love, then, you know, in the long run, you can't argue by yourself, can you?
I always walk out when you start.
And we don't ever argue with God either. Right? We never give up. We hold on in there. We are the lights. And as we put our hearts and minds into the Word and what the Word says about us, then we'll start to see ourselves as God sees us. You know, we're not downtrodden. We're not the scum of the earth. We're to be loved. And no greater love is there than the love of God. You know, it encases us. It brings us peace. It gives us strength. You know, the love of God is agape. You know, the love of God in the renewed mind. And there are so many situations and times that I have to renew my mind. But by speaking in tongues, well, I live with Lawrence for number one, but speaking in tongues, being thankful to God, you know, especially for the way that he's pulled me and my family out of the muck and the mire. You know, God encases my family in great love, and we truly do shine as lights. We are mighty ambassadors, we are mightier conquerors. You know, we've got that gift of Holy Spirit within us. And the importance of last week, understanding that God gave us a gift like a set of bananas, and it has 9 manifestations, and we operate all 9 all the time. You know, we really need to start walking in love, guys. We need to be encouraging one another and praising one another, lifting one another up. You know, there are people that are going through a real hard time right now. Ask God who those people are. Give them a phone call. Give them a text. You know, let that spirit that lives within you operate. You know, you have to do it. It's no good just having that spirit and doing nothing with it. Let it start energizing in the right direction. Let's start really encouraging one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. And let's really let our light shine so that that love can conquer all. You know, the adversary is out there to what? Steal, kill and destroy. And he's being pretty successful right now. You know, he's breaking up relationships. He's making people feel that they're lonely and they've got no one, making them have fears, worries and doubts. Finances are an issue, jobs are issues, homelessness is a massive issue right now, especially here in the UK. Well, let's just start letting that light shine, that God gets the glory when we operate all 9 all the time. Bless your hearts, guys.
Very good. Very good. Wonderful. Well, it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. And all we got to do is let it shine, baby. Let it shine.
And let it shine, let it shine. That was a song, wasn't it?
Or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm no good at singing.
Nah, it's really good. Like, we got the Spirit of God in us. We, you know, God is working in you. He's working his desires in you. And the desires are not just for our own desires, but he's working his desire in you, which is to have all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Now's the time to really declare God's word to the unsaved and to reach out. And not only is there homeless people in Bristol, but I've seen on Los Angeles.
Yeah, they're all over the world.
These guys are living worse than the third world countries, yeah. God bless them. And these people, you imagine that if that was your child, or that was someone close to you, that they had no one.
Oh.
You know, man, that my heart goes out to these people because it's from the God of this world. They may have believed the lies of this world. And and been stolen from. But, you know, we restoration, let's call restore. In the scriptures, God was saying, no one is saying restore. Now we call it restored in the name of Jesus Christ. Restored relationships, restored health, restored finances, restoring people that are in darkness to light. We are the lights of this world. And, you know, we know that the gospel, the good news concerning Jesus Christ, is the power of God. And when we start to declare it, faith will come and signs, miracles and wonders will follow. Well, I think it's been a fantastic fellowship. 2.5 hours this one, which is great. But what we do now, I'd like someone on the internet to pray and then a couple of people to manifest, and then we'll close it out for tonight. Wonderful fellowship tonight. Bless your hearts. Thank you for everyone that shared their hearts.
Father, I thank you right now. Name of Jesus Christ, for all of our lives here and for our intent and purposes, God, that you've laid out before us. I thank you for open doors this week to be able to hold forth your word, to heal hearts, and to bring people back to a knowledge of you and your will for their lives. We thank you for placing those people in our path. We lift to you all of our families, our friends, our children, our grandchildren, great children, great grandchildren, Father. We thank you that no matter where they are, when they're getting ready to go back to school, that they only hear the things that you want them to hear, Father, and that you just keep their little hearts and minds open to your spirit. We thank you for that. We thank you for all the dreams and goals that you put on our hearts every day, okay? And for the desires that you have for us, Father, because those are the things that are easily entreated that we can choose to go forward with in our lives and to be able to shine in those areas of culture that we can, you know, work with other people. And I thank you for that, Father, for prosperity for all your kids. And I just lift these things to you. I thank you for these fires in Brazil right now, God, this Amazon crap that you just put those fires out and that your people are always protected. So I give you this and thank you for a great day for Lawrence and for Kim for opening their home and just so lovingly always providing the word for us on a silver platter. And I claim this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 My beloved children, truly, I have chosen you. I have called you out. I have made you to be my own. And yes, my children, I dwell in you. I walk with you. You are mine. I bear my arm for you day by day, moment by moment. I pour out blessings for you. Look to me and look to me only. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open, for I speak to you. For I am a God who is faithful. I will never let you down. I will never lead you astray. For I am a God whose word cannot be broken. Listen to me. Walk with me. And know for a surety that that which I have planned shall surely and truly come to pass. For I am God, the only God.
Anyone else?
Anyone else?
My beloved children, I am that God of light. There is no darkness in me. I have called you forth. I have made you righteous in my sight. Verily, you are my holy ones, and you are all my own. So continue in all my love, for verily you are my very best.
Amen. And one more person, please manifest.
So, my beloved, walk boldly in this world and carry my word in your hearts, because I gave you my spirit so that you can speak of me. I'm in you. You are my sons. You are my nature. And my nature in you will be manifest as you walk in that love and that light. And people will know me because they will see you. And they will see in you, me, that are your father.
Amen. And Vida Rawlings, would you manifest, please, sweetheart?
I am your father. I love you so tenderly. I am here to take care of every need of yours. Bring your hearts to me. Pour them out to me. Lay them before my feet. Don't give them to the world. Give them to me. Don't give them to your friends. Don't turn to the left nor to the right. But come straightforward to me. Your big brother, Jesus Christ, paid an ultimate price so that we could have this relationship, so that you could come boldly before my throne and talk to me and speak with me and commune with me. Don't fear me. I am your father. I am so loving and so tenderly towards you. Take that out of your mind. Have no fear. Just come boldly. Ask me, talk to me, seek me in everything that you do, and I will be there for you. I will never forsake you. I will never leave you. You are my beloved children. I know every hair that is upon your head. I know everything about you. I created you. I made you, and I made you after my image.
Amen to that. Beautiful. And David, would you close out of a word of prayer, bro?
Yes. God, thank you for this fellowship. Thank you for everybody's hearts. And thank you for those that are going to have a night sleep, closer to going to bed, for a great rest, and those that have the rest of their day to be wonderful and filled with your wisdom and you showing them all that they had to do and throughout the day tonight. And thank you for us here in Europe having a wonderful rest. And again, for everybody's hearts, how wonderful you are. So we are so thankful. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, everyone. We love you very much. And it's just such a great time to be together and just to love one another. And we appreciate you all very much. And you're always daily in our prayers. And we know God's going to grow this. And I just want to say to you, we can have more than 25 people on here, by the way. If there's people that you want to join, you can actually add them into the group. So we're not limited in numbers. So if there's someone that you know wants to join, just add them into the group. And so I can add 25. But anyway, with that, we love you all. Thank you ever so much. It's been a great night. And all the sharings was just amazing, in every single one. And God is at work, and things are going to really move and shake and move. And we just declare that, and we just love one another. And the baby's beautiful, Nancy. She's absolutely a darling. So anyway, everyone, I'll leave the Skype on for you to say goodbye to everyone. And we love you very much. And let's keep each other's in our prayer. Let's keep tender-hearted. And let's keep moving, baby. Bless your hearts.